Let's do the 60-second savings challenge. Step one, download Rocket Money. Step two, link your accounts and see every subscription you're paying for. Tap one you don't use and cancel it. That's money back every month. Step three, create a financial goal. $50 every paycheck, or let the app automatically move small amounts of cash when you can afford it. In a week, you'll forget you set it up. In a month, you'll see real dollars piling up. In a year, you'll be shocked at how much money you've saved. Bonus challenge, upload an internet or phone bill and let Rocket Money try to lower it. You only pay if they find you savings. On average, Rocket Money members can save up to $740 a year when using all the app's premium features. Users love the app with over 186,000 five-star ratings. Make saving money the resolution you actually keep. Start the 60-second savings challenge at rocketmoney.com/cancel. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel. rocketmoney.com/cancel.
Here's golf legend John Daly.
Hell yeah, these wins are piling up faster than my divorces.
I only spent on Moto, America's social casino. You know I've won a couple of majors. And on Moto, I've won majors, grands, and epic jackpots on their classic Vegas slots with huge, huge bonus rounds. Moto Casino adds new games and awards players free coins every single day. Grip it and spin it on Moto Casino.
Download the Moto Casino app today.
Moto Casino is a social casino. Void where prohibited. No purchase necessary. Visit Moto.us for more details.
Moto Casino, America's social casino.
Ever wondered how a book gets made into a movie?
Or how to master the art of cooking?
Either way, we've got you covered with the Two Guys from Hollywood podcast. I'm Alan Nevins, a literary agent and talent manager.
And I'm Joey Santos, a columnist and celebrity chef.
On our podcast, we're going to be serving you a fresh perspective of the entertainment industry alongside our favorite celebrity guests.
As we like to say, we don't dish, we serve.
Listen and follow Two Guys from Hollywood on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you listen to podcasts. We'll talk at you soon.
We're going to cause trouble. Scott Farrell is calling the shots from the sideline. We're going to make fun of people. We're going to hurt people's feelings. It's Farrell on the bench. I believe in whipped cream with everything. It's Farrell on the bench in the biggest way possible, hanging out of bands, eat a broken egg, a bad apple with a bad attitude, hanging around, but it's bad, hunters, bad taste, bad law, bad dude, bad breath, bad attention, bad vibes. We are live in the Farrell Palatial, right across the river and through the woods from where Granny still wants some of that Indica cherry cobbler at 23%. I told her she couldn't have it because she's got the Honda in New York City, the Big Apple, ooh. People dressed in plastic bags, directed traffic, some kind of fashion shake up should do, but all my friends that come around, flats and flats and party up, rats on the west side, bed bugs uptown, what a mess, this town's a town, and my brain's splattered all over Manhattan, should do be shaking out, ooh, 844, toll free, 843-6879, again, 844-843-6879 is the number to get on the bench on a Misery Monday halftime at Hard Rock in South FLA with all of that gorgeous hunk 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 as Alabama is handing it to Ohio State. So what else is new? 35-17 at the break. It's just insanity. And the funny thing for me is you know, Ryan Day, what is, like, going on with your game plan? You know, to me, like, I think your guy's a really good coach. They got a really good team. They're loaded. There's no getting around it, right? And then they had all kinds of problems with injuries. Sermon, one play, done, collarbone. But then Master Teague did a really good job for him. And then they've been losing linemen left and right. They're carrying players off the field. But the reality is this. My problem with the game is, you know, Devontae Smith, the guy just won the Heisman Trophy. He's the best receiver in college football. I get it. It's hard to game plan for him. But wouldn't you literally game plan? Your entire plan should be to stop him. The entire plan should be to not let that guy kill you. The entire plan should be double his ass. Don't even let him breathe. Tackle him, hold him, clutch him, grab him, stick your thumb in his eye. Instead, they let the guy go crazy. They're not even guarding him. He has three touchdowns. I mean, you can't even explain it to me. How do you let that guy do whatever he wants? Did he drop one pass the whole half? I don't think so. All he did was make catches. All he did was get wide open. And then all he did on top of that was score touchdowns. How in God's name do you let him bust free on that last touchdown and run right down a post pattern, right toward the end zone? He's wide open by 20 yards, catches it, he walks in. I mean, it's beyond me. How about the play when they were in the, backfield, the guy comes back toward the quarterback, turns around, they throw it in the flat, the guy walks in all alone. I mean, it is just absolutely unbelievable how they, what are they doing? Are they worried about everybody else except the best player on the field? I mean, it's just embarrassing. We welcome in all of our radio affiliates and certainly Mightier 1090 in San Diego near Tijuana, Tijuana, and all of Southern California. And Sirius XM channel 204, our new home on satellite radio. Sirius XM, the best radio on radio. Good to have you with us tonight. And I'm Scotty Farrell. If you've never heard of me before, you can go back to the beginning. I was with Howard on the Howard Stern channels, Howard 101, back in the day, 06 to like 12. And then I went back to CBS and now at Sports Grid. So if you're new to me, welcome to the show. If you don't like my voice, I just drank a bottle of glass is what I did. So what I did was I stepped on a bottle of Jameson, crushed it into a million little glass pellets, put them in a bag, poured it back into a new bottle of Jameson and drank the whole thing. And that's how I ended up sounding this way. This has been my voice since I was 15, and it is what it is. If you don't like it, you know, go to bed, have a sandwich, call your lover, call your dealer, do another gagger, whatever you got to do, cry to your mommy. I know there's a lot of critics out there, geniuses. Yeah, we're really worried about you. So anyway, 35-17. The over's toast. You know they're going to score another 30, at least, Alabama. They score every time they touch the ball. And once again, like, I just don't see it from Ohio State. You know, at one point they were thrown to the tight end down the middle. That was how they scored the first touchdown. And I thought they were in the game. It was, what, 14-all? I mean, since then, they've just died. I said on Coast to Coast today on Sports Grid, throw to the tight ends like you did against Clemson. And you got to mix it up. And, you know, pound Sermon out, Teague, pound him. And now it's like Fields running for his life against Alabama. Alabama's got this game by the throat. That's just all there is to it. Trying for a 13-0 perfect season against the 7-0 Buckeyes. Handing them their dinner, 35-17 at Hard Rock. It's for all on the bench. Pick it up, dial, and dance.
Hey, everyone. It's Michelle Williams, and I love being able to share my story with you on my podcast, Checking In with Michelle Williams, where my guests and I get real as we share the ups and downs of our mental health journeys, and I'd love for you to join me. I'm still on my own journey, but I want to be transparent with you because as I was posting all the highlights of my life on social media, I was breaking down. And too many people fall victim to the picture-perfect image of the high life, so I created a space to discuss the good and the bad. We can laugh, man. We gonna learn, and most of all, I hope to inspire you to go on this journey with me to better mental health. This is gonna be your church, your turn-up, and everything in between. So join me on my podcast, Checking In with Michelle Williams, a safe space for every kind of person. Listen to Checking In with Michelle Williams every Tuesday, a part of the Black Effect on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
You're listening to a different kind of sports talk.
We're not just talking about sports,
but talk about sports you can use. Get the winning edge. This is the Sports Grid Radio Network.
right, for On the Bench with you, 844-843-6879 to get on the bench. So this guy, I can't even believe what I'm watching, to be honest with you. I guess he's got 215 yards, 12 catches, 3 touchdowns at halftime. Oh, my God. And Harris has the other touchdown, at 2 of them. Harris has 2 TDs. Smith has 3 TDs. I mean, that's just crazy. So literally, 2 guys by themselves are destroying Ohio State. And it's beyond me how you let that happen. I mean, if you're so great, if you're so good that you make the playoff, and we heard all about Ohio State, right? We heard that they deserve to be there no matter how many games they play because they're so great. Except when it comes to stopping the 2-star players on Alabama who they can do nothing with. They absolutely can do nothing against either one of them. That is amazing to me when you have athletes of the same ilk and they're in concert with Alabama when it comes to talent. I mean, let's face facts. Ohio State's loaded with everything. Size, speed, skill. They have it all. And Alabama's still better. And you can match up the size and the athleticism and everything with these 2 schools, like, even par, right? But, I mean, that's a fact. And the reality is, it doesn't even matter because 2 guys are destroying them like no other. They don't even need anyone else on the field. Did you see Waddle made 1 big play on, like, 4th down, and then, like, he re-upped the ankle? Everybody in sports was saying, get off the field, kid. Don't play another down. Get ready for the draft. Make your money. Don't play tonight after you injured it again, the ankle. So I don't even know how he got injured. He looked like he was hauling ass on that play and got out of bounds and came up limping. And so he's out. Sermon is out. These are all the players that have been out. They've thrown guys out of the game for targeting. None of it matters. It's still Alabama kicking ass and taking names. Like on the 4th down at the goal line and the handoff right side off tackle, Harris gets in. Took the refs 5 minutes to give him the touchdown. I don't know what game they're watching. His entire body was in the end zone, and they still didn't call the touchdown. Meanwhile, Ohio State, the guy on the ground, Borland's trying to break his ankle. He's holding on, twisting his ankle under the pile, playing all dirty, you know. So I would have stuck my cleat in his mouth. I would have picked up my other foot and stomped him in the face. See how he likes that. Mavi has seen me do it. The slew foot in a game, not good. Got a technical for that one. I tripped some dude playing. He played dirty. I gave him something back. Slew foot.
Seen you do it. I felt you do it. You've done it to me.
I've done it to you, too. You punched me in the face, though. So what's the difference? But, I mean, can you even believe this? I mean, can you explain it to me, Moth? That there's nothing I'm wrong about. They have not prepared at all, it would appear to me, for Smith and Harris. I don't know what they got ready for. I don't know what game they got ready for, but it wasn't stopping those two. Because not only are they not even stopping, they're not even in the same zip code as either one of them. Like, I don't know how, in God's name, if I went into this game, Mafia, as the head coach, I would have been like, we have 1 job to do. 1 job. Stop Harris and Smith. That's it. That's the whole game plan. Boom. That's all Alabama does is give those 2 guys the rock, and they score every time they touch it.
Yeah, I mean, honestly, I would have let any other receiver beat me. I would have let some other guy have 5 touchdowns if it meant I kept Smith off the board, because that's the guy you have to worry about. That's the, you should have a double team on that guy no matter where he is. You know how you have in basketball, you have like to get you X the guy out. It's like the box in one where like the one guy's just face guarding. You should have at least 1 guy with him where no matter where he is, and a second one following him. And the other guys, the other 9 players on the field, you worry about everyone else, because that guy is obviously just out of this league with what he's done with, you know, the Heisman, the stats he has. And he's showing it again. 3 touchdowns in the first half. He had that the whole game against Notre Dame.
12 catches for 215 yards at halftime with three touchdowns. The guy just won the Heisman Trophy.
Or 140, right?
How do you not? Yeah. How do you not double him, triple him? Honestly, like, I would have just left. If I'm, you know, Ohio State, I worry about no one else. I would have been all over this guy. You know what's amazing to me is not that they're not doing anything against him. It's that they're not doing anything against him within 10 yards of him. Like, this guy is so wide open on every play that they go to him. That's what is so stunning to me. Like, they're not even in the same zip code. They're in a different county than this guy. Like, the defenders are not anywhere near Smith on any play. I mean, they're doing a better job on Harris. At least with Harris, they're making him earn it. They're stacking the run. They got four linebackers in. They went 4-4. I saw all that. They're giving it all they have to stop the other guy. He just making just busting ankles and moves, and he's got so many great, I think, speeds, like slows down, drags, goes, burst, go, cut back on his touchdown on that sideline. Boom. Gets all the momentum going with the weight, gets it all going, and then boom, stops on a dime, boom, goes back to the right. Both defenders keep going to the left. He slides in the end zone, cuts inside on him. I think they've done a better job on him, even though they've done nothing to stop him either. They've done absolutely nothing to stop him. And then Smith has already, he's won the most valuable player. That's over with. I mean, that's just already over with. What's he going to do in the second half? If this guy does another 10 in the second half, and goes for like 500 yards receiving in one game, it'll literally be the greatest single game receiving performance ever. I've never heard of any guy doing that in a game. You know what I mean? Like 500 yards and how many touchdowns? Like the guy, you would think at some point, like, I wondered, he was taking some shots, right? And I was wondering, is he going to be okay? Is he going to get banged up? Is he going to twist an ankle? Is he got, you know, all them bodies on him after he makes plays? But really, all the plays, all the touchdowns he's had, the three touchdowns he's had, he waltzed in untouched because he's just so good. And I mean, I don't understand the little screen where he came inside on the in motion and then all the way to the quarterback and then turns right around. They flick it over to him and no one's within 20 yards of him. I mean, what kind of backward ass defense is that? How do you not guard him of all people, of all things? I wouldn't even worry about Mac Jones. He barely runs. He ran. It was hilarious watching him run. I'm not worried about him. I'm worried about Smith and Harris. Like, what in God's name are you doing in this game other than getting your ass beat because you haven't stopped those two? It's that simple. I mean, it's unbelievable to me. It truly is. I'm sitting here watching this game. You know, obviously, you know, who knows what it's going to lead to, the score and everything else. But if you laid 8, 8.5, Mafia, are you on that? Like, are you feeling like that's a done deal, the 8?
Oh, yeah. That's way past done. I mean, they're going to run this thing up the second half, too. There's no way they're stopping them. This isn't Alabama's going to, you know, slow it down and be nice and say, okay, well, we don't want to embarrass you. This is them saying, we're going to rub it in. We're going to make sure you have no chance of coming back.
Yeah, it's crazy. And now they're coming back for more for the second half. It's just absolutely. Are you surprised at all that the game is literally at 35-17? Like, how it is the over not going to hit? Like, I, you know, I hate totals. I don't do totals. I'm not Mr. Pick the score of the game. Everybody's asking me today, what do you think of the 74.5, 75, whatever? I don't get into all that. I thought maybe I think the game would be better if it was an under. I think the game would have been great when it was 14 all. We'll come back with Joe Lisi and talk about it.
Have you written a book and need some insight into what comes next?
Or are you passionate about cooking and want to know how to make it your career?
Or maybe you just want to hear insider stories about the entertainment industry. Either way, we've got you covered with the Two Guys from Hollywood podcast. I'm Alan Nevins, a literary agent and talent manager.
And I'm Joey Santos, a columnist and celebrity chef. And on our podcast, Two Guys from Hollywood, We bring our expertise to the table with, of course, delicious cocktails and all kinds of recipes for you to try at home.
So grab a drink and join us. We've got a wide range of celebrity guests and Hollywood insiders to discuss pop culture, publishing, and entertainment. And we'll provide you with an unfiltered and sometimes brutally honest show about Hollywood.
As we like to say, we don't dish, we serve.
Listen and follow Two Guys from Hollywood on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you listen to podcasts. We'll talk at you soon.
All right, Pharrell on the bench with you. Joe Lisi joins us, College Football Today, and just a regular contributor to Pharrell on the bench. And on Coast to Coast as well in the afternoons at 4 to 6 Eastern on Sports Grid TV. So, Joe, how you doing, buddy? Like, what are you in the middle of this live action? And I saw it. What was the number that you got? At one point, I just saw it was like 24 and a half. What did it move to?
Yeah, I mean, I just took it at 24 and a half, Scott, and I told Brian that I actually took a shot on Ohio State plus 1950 on the money line. I figured I'm already with Ohio State plus 8.5, might as well double down on the money line here.
So wait a minute, you still think that Ohio State has a chance to win this game?
I mean, anything's possible, Scott. I mean, anything. I mean, if a miracle does happen, I don't want to miss it. So, I mean, everybody's on Alabama second half. I took the points, and I took them on the money line. And I'm sitting on the under. So if the under does come in somehow, some way, I got that. But we'll see.
So anyway, listen, here's the problem I'm having. Jones, 342 yards. Harris, I could have sworn he scored twice, right? I thought he scored twice on the fourth down at the goal line and then on the other pass along the sideline, right? Didn't he get in the end zone that time too? And then, yeah, right?
Right. He's got one on the ground and one in the air, one receiving and one rushing. He's only got 45 yards rushing, though, on the night.
Right. Okay, and then Smith has three touchdowns. So he's got 215 yards. He's got 12 catches. Now, you have to explain it to me. I said this earlier on the show. I'm gonna say it to you right now. I have never seen in my life a team this good, Ohio State, not prepare for those two players. I mean, they have absolutely not done a thing with either one of them. In fact, every time Smith catches a ball, he's got 20 yards of open field. There's no one around him. It's like they're not even guarding him the whole night.
Great point. I mean, I think it's too... No. It's a two-fold type of situation. You got to quit Steve Sarkisian for utilizing motion and creating one-on-one opportunities. And the other factor is the offensive line. The fact that they're just protecting Mac Jones, he's not being touched. The one time that they did get pressure on Mac Jones, they got the turnover. And Smith is out of the game now with a finger injury. So keep an eye out for that right now, Scotty.
Yeah, I just saw him go in the tent with his thumb. It looks like he did something to his thumb. But he's already had a game of a lifetime. If he left the game, he'd have one of the greatest games ever. 215 yards, three touchdowns, 12 catches. It'd be one of the greatest games in college championship history, what he's already done in this game.
Yeah, amazing. And I said he's a Marvin Harrison type of player. I mean, I think he's a more athletic version than Marvin Harrison, right? He's a tad bit taller. He's more lankier, can add about 10 to 15 pounds of muscle. And he catches the football at his highest point and body lean. Look at his route running ability and his ability to keep his feet in on the sidelines. From a college player, he's playing right now like he's an NFL veteran in the league about 5 or 6 years right now.
Can you explain to me now? You tried to tell me about Sarkisian, and I heard him saying throughout the broadcast that he's done a great job mixing it up and all this other stuff. But all I know is, like, as a fan, as a layman, as an average guy drinking his six-pack right now watching this game, I don't care about all the fancy language of, the play and the screens and like, setting picks and everything else. All I know is – is that Ohio State was not ready for Harrison Smith tonight. That's all I know. They were ready for the big game. They were ready for the shine. They were ready for the fame. They told us how Justin Fields was going to, you know, go off, and Sermon was going to go off, and that the Olave was going to go off, Williams was going to go off. They're all going to go off. And then all I watched all night was the Smith show. Like, it was like watching it was like a bad movie. If I'm an Ohio State fan, I'm going, what is happening here?
Well, it's a two-fold type of thing. I mean, the one weakness of Ohio State all year long was their secondary. They came into this matchup giving up around 260 passing yards per game. And when you're Indiana, Michael Penix abused them for 491 yards and five touchdowns. You had to think that Mac Jones and that offense could put up some points. But it's a two-fold type of thing. Once the score is tied at 14 apiece, they can't get into a shootout with the Alabama offense. They're just not built to go toe-to-toe with them. So they really have to sustain drives. And when you can't convert on third down and you put your defense out there for extended periods of time, Scott, unfortunately, they're gonna wear down. And secondly, when you can't get a pass rush on Mac Jones, those secondary players are out there on an island, and that's part of the problem right now.
I got to tell you, Joe Lisi with us, I have to tell you, like, and see, why do they keep putting this Waddle guy out there? The guy can't even walk. I mean, what's going on with Nick Saban letting this kid get on the football field? He's trying to kill him?
Yeah, well, I think it's a two-fold type of thing. He left it up to Jaden Waddle. Jaden Waddle wanted to go out there for two reasons. To win a national championship, and secondly, to prove that he's healthy heading into the NFL draft. I mean, before he got hurt, he was a better NFL draft pick than Devontae Smith was. And once he went down, Devontae Smith took over, and now he's a clear-cut best player in college football. So I think that's part of the reason. He's going out there maybe 80-90%, and he hurt his ankle again. And it's unfortunate, but that's what happens when you rush in a title game. He probably rushed him back. He wasn't ready, but he got through the protocols.
Well, he's done now. They're not going to let him back in this football game now.
If I'm saving, if you care for the kid, you don't put him back out there. You know, he has an NFL future. He has to rehab. He goes out there, catches a touchdown, but tears his ACL tears a ligament in his ankle. I mean, that's not going to do anybody any good.
Listen, Joe, when he ran the fourth down play into the corner to the 2-yard line or whatever in the first quarter, and he came back limping to the sideline, that would have been it for me. You're done.
Right. Right. Yeah. I don't know. I don't know, Scotty. I don't know what, made him go back out there. I don't know if it was his decision, Saban's, but bad call all the way around, because he's clearly not even 50% now.
Now he's got his helmet on like he thinks he's coming back in the game. Like, I would no more let that kid back on that field than fly a kite. I don't know what they're thinking. It's stupidity is what it is. He's obviously injured. He cannot play. They cannot risk this kid's future, and that's exactly what they're doing. It's beyond me. You know what's beyond me is that they're kicking their ass. They're about to go in again. This game is over, okay? And why would you let that kid play? I mean, yeah, the game's over. They don't even need him.
Right. No, you're right, Scott. I have no argument with that, and he's out there again. It's incredible.
Right now, playing on one leg. That is insanity to me. It really is. Now, I have to ask you, so seriously, one of the problems I'm having is, and you made the good point of they're getting tired. Ohio State, they've been on the field for a lot of this game. And my point is that Alabama, it's like they score every single time they have the ball. And they, Ohio State, will never come back in this game because they never get the ball.
Yeah, it's unbelievable, isn't it? It's just, I mean, they came into this game, Alabama, converting 59% on third downs, which is an amazing statistic. I mean, that's basically every 6 of 10 attempts, which is number one in FBS, they're converting a first down. And when you can sustain drives for that period of time, you keep your defense fresh, and you're actually wearing down the opposing defense. So, when you don't have guys, defensive tackles that weigh 350 and 330, and there's a lot of depth issues with Ohio State, that's what they're wearing down in the second half of this ballgame.
Do you think they're going to put more than 56 on him?
I don't know. I mean, it wouldn't shock me, Scott, but we also saw this type of situation play out with Notre Dame where they took the pedal off the metal, you know, and it was a dead under in the second half of the matchup. So anything's possible right now. I mean, 56 is another three touchdowns. I'm going to bet against it. I really am. I'm going to say that at some point the tempo slows down. I'm still on this under here and thinking that it's going to be the same type of tempo the Alabama game. You know, if Alabama scores, but Ohio State can't score, you know, and you have a 21-24-point lead, they're going to put in Bryce Young. They're going to get some of those younger players involved as long as it's entering the fourth quarter. So we'll see how this game plays out. If they get a touchdown here, anything's possible.
They didn't score on third down. It's fourth down now and like three, fourth and goal from about 3 yards out. Great play there by Proctor to stop Harris. He caught it on a screen, took a shot, but then bounced off of him and tried to score. But, Proctor and Hilliard were there to stop him. Fourth and goal now. But I got to tell you, so you're that 7.5, 75, whatever it was, you were on the under on this thing from the jump?
Yeah, I was. Yeah, because it was the same number as the 2014 game, you know, the first college football playoff championship between Oregon and Ohio State. And I said, you know what, the only way Ohio State can win this game is if they run the football, slow down the tempo. I didn't think they can get into a shootout the way they did against Clemson's defense. So that was the game plan going in. Now, I always say that, you know, I have to break it down objectively in a way I feel Ohio State can win, and then adjust from an in-game perspective. So,
Joe Lisi in a minute on the bench and see what's going on after Ohio State gets the ball.
You're listening to the source of live odds, line, matchups, injury reports, and news you can use. But we just call it
The Winning Edge.
Keep it here.
There's plenty to go around.
This is the Sports Grid Radio Network.
Pharrell on the bench with you. Toll free 844-843-6879 is the number to get on the bench. Hope you're digging us on Sirius 204. We launched last week on Thursday, and since then people are getting all into it because it's so badass. And obviously good to have you with us in SoCal Cal in San Diego on Mightier 1090 and everywhere else, all of our affiliates on Sports Grid Radio overnights. I'm Scotty Farrell, Farrell on a bench with Joe Lisi from Sports Grid, College Football Today, in-game live. He's everywhere. Joe, the number in live right now is 23.5. I've seen it all over the place. 21.5, 22.5, now 23.5. It was at 24.5. And that number right now on the money line, 2,600, 8,000 for Bama, 38-17 is the score right now. So how do you feel about that in-game 23 and a hook?
Well, I mean, I will take it. I mean, I'm on it at 24.5. I mean, it could play back on the 21 the rest of the game. You know what I mean? I mean, it can do that. I mean, this drive is critical for Ohio State. They have to take time off the clock, 5-6 minutes. Rest their defense and get a touchdown. If they get a touchdown and have 14-point deficit heading into the fourth quarter, I think they can cover that 23.5-point number for the game.
So did they say anything, because I'm on and I can't listen, did they say anything about Smith's thumb?
No, I'm on mute too while I'm doing the show right now, Scotty. So I have it on mute. He's still in the tent. I saw the play. It looks like his index finger and his middle finger were hit by the defender. So I would say it's 50-50. He's going to return. You know, if he's taped up, do they throw him the football? Obviously, it's going to be a detriment and a hindrance. So maybe only long passes can he catch. You know, in terms of balls with his hands, that might be an issue the rest of the way.
I got to tell you, man, and here's Ohio State, like a nice little floater from Fields down the sideline to about the 42. I got to tell you, I've broken all those fingers playing basketball, and right. I mean, when it happens, because if you've broken a bunch of fingers, you know, they break again, right? So what happens is you're fine, and then all of a sudden you break it again. And I mean to tell you, it is so painful because – the one thing about those fingers is, and I'm sure it's the same as a receiver in college or football, man, they take these 100-mile-an-hour heaters to their hands, and they catch them, and their fingers snap back, and you know, they're all mangled. My thing is, like, when it happens, you're just in agony. Like, it swells up so fast, and you shake it, and then you try to – you got the whole adrenaline thing going, and you're, like, shaking your hand, and you're, like, pulling your finger. You're trying to bend it back. You're trying to do everything. And the bottom line is that those stupid things never heal. Look at Fields going to the hizzy, trying to run it down the field, down to the 18. A huge gain by Fields. But I have to tell you, like, when you break those fingers, man, they just are mangled. They don't heal. They are swollen. Like, I bet it's been 5 minutes since he went in the tent. I guarantee you those things are so swollen he can't even feel them.
Yeah, you're right. I dislocated about four fingers, so I know exactly what you're talking about in terms of that type of feeling. That's why I say, like, to be utilized on maybe seams and fly patterns. There we go. I'm going to delay, Scotty, but Garrett Wilson with a big catch. All right.
Yeah, that's a big
Scotty,
catch.
I took them. No, I was going to say I have them plus 1950 on the money line. Also have them plus 750 on the money line to just win the game. So anything's possible. That's why we gamble on these outcomes, right?
Yeah, I guess. I thought that was a beautiful pass. My problem is, and I hope you're right, I want you to win, Joe. Believe me, I want everybody to win. I want to win. But the fact of the matter is that I don't see how they stop them. I mean, they have not been able to stop Alabama. Like, have they stopped them once? I mean, I guess.
No.
The last
yeah, they did. They got the turnover. Well, they got turnover on Mac Jones. Right.
Right. All right. So a turnover, and then they stopped them on fourth down. They stopped them on third down, down at the goal line, and they got the field goal out of it. So fair enough.
Right.
Those are the two stops for the whole game, right?
Yeah, because they went for the early part of the game. They got two fourth down conversions. Fourth and one from the goal line, fourth and goal they converted, and then they converted a fourth and one, I believe, inside the 10-yard line in the second quarter. So, yeah. So, I mean, it's going to come down to can they get off the field on third down. They're going to need positive yards in terms of positive plays for the defense on first and second down. You have to put Mac Jones into predictable third down situations. They haven't been able to do that tonight. You know, and until you can do that and get him off his mark, he's just going to pick apart your defense. So let's see if they can make adjustments. This game is about adjustments. They are not going to lose, Scotty, right? I mean, this is the national championship game. Don't hold anything back if you're Ryan Day. What do you really have to lose at this point?
Well, everything. But the bottom line is that have you noticed? Yeah, have you noticed that since Smith left the game, that I mean, they obviously don't look the same. I mean, since he walked off the field, they couldn't score the touchdown. They got down and got a field goal, but and they got Harris out there. They throw to him every play, and then when they try to go to Waddle, he's playing on one leg. Like, to me, it's amazing the difference between having Smith out there and not having him out there. I never thought it'd be so glaring.
Well, yeah, he is definitely the best player on the field for Alabama, him and Najee Harris. And I still say this, as great as Devontae Smith is, the spark plug to that offense is Najee Harris. It really is. When he gets going downfield and he gets a powerful 8 or 9 yard run, it just seems to ignite the whole offense. So if you can shut down Najee Harris in the third and fourth quarters, if you somehow can stack the box and force Mac Jones to beat you over the top right now on first and second down, you have a shot. But you have to take chances. Again, if you're going to lose the game, Scott, the way I look at it is, if you're down by 21, I might as well lose by 38. There's no difference between losing by 21 or losing by 38. So roll the dice, utilize some blitz packages off the edge, and try to get pressure on Mac Jones. You have nothing to lose at this standpoint. It's the third quarter. You're down 14 points. You know, an onside kick could be in the equation, a fake punt. Do something to win the game.
So one of the problems I'm having is that I think that's an incredible plan. I really do. I'm with you 100%. The problem is Jones is literally sitting on top of 400 yards, a 10-yard pop, and four touchdowns already, three to Smith. I mean, his numbers are phenomenal. He's 31 to 39. He almost has 400 yards. He's at 394. Now he's getting the ball back. They haven't been able to do anything against him.
Right, and that's a testament to the offensive line. It really is. The offensive line is playing so clean. I tweeted out, when's the last time an Alabama offensive lineman got called for holding? What year was it? Because I haven't seen a holding call in Alabama all year long. I mean, it's been amazing. I mean, they are just playing clean, and that's the main reason why Mac Jones is completing 77% of his passes this year. Think about that. That's what Joe Burrow had last year. 77.6. Mac Jones is at like 77.4.
So is that kid going right into the draft, Jones? I think he is, right?
Yeah, he is, but he's not going to be mentioned with some of these other guys, and he really should be because he really has progressed since he took over for Tua last year. I mean, you know, he really has. I mean, his game has progressed. He has shown leadership. He's unfazed on the big stage. And I know that he's got, you know, marquee players around him, but so did Joe Burrow last year. You know, the only difference between Joe Burrow and Mac Jones is that Joe Burrow is a more elusive quarterback. You could utilize him on RPOs. Mac Jones is a prototypical drop-back passer. Looks like Devontae Smith is done.
Done? Because I see his hand all wrapped up. He's got all those towels. Is he done for the night?
I mean, the way that looks, that looked like he's done to me. I mean, you know, I could be wrong, but he is not. And Jaylen Waddle is like limping on one leg here. I mean, it's amazing. Kids playing, like, Devontae Smith looks stunned to me.
Yeah, he looks like he's walking off the field from the tent, right?
Right.
I think he is. I just can't even believe what I'm watching. I saw Waddle out there playing on one leg, and the bottom line is that now I think, you know, Jones has got, what, Harris? He's got Mechie, Waddle.
Slade Bolden.
Right, Bolden, Williams. They've got a couple guys they've been throwing it to, but he still gets the first down on a big play. Tamichi, I think.
Right.
Or was that? No, Billingsley. That was Billingsley. Billingsley.
It looks like a fumble. Fumble, baby. Fumble. That looked like a fumble.
No, he was only down for about 5 minutes, Joe.
I don't know, honestly, Scott. Let's see. Play.
I got to see it.
Let's see.
He's down. My God, he's down for it. Like, this guy's down, bro. Right there, he's down. Barland stripped it out 5 minutes afterwards. The guy had dinner. He was down.
All right. You can hope I'm on delay here. I'm seeing, you know, I'm seeing bad angles. I'm hoping.
There goes Smith into the locker room. So you're right. He's done for the night. He's going into the locker room. What an unbelievable you know, bad twist for him. The guy's having the game of a lifetime. Like, no one, have you ever seen anyone have 12 catches, 215 yards, and three TDs and a half? Ever?
No. No, absolutely. Especially in a national championship game. I mean, it's a dominating performance. Clearly, he is one of the elite wide receivers, the top wide receiver taken in this draft. And I always said, you know, depending upon how you want your team this year in terms of if you're an NFL GM, what type of wide receiver do you want? Do you want a Michael Thomas type of wide receiver, or do you want a Tyreek Hill explosive wide receiver in the draft? And that's going to be the difference in terms of how they draft Devontae Smith overall.
What? Now let me ask you, what in God's name are they talking today about? You have got to be kidding me if you think I'm going to sit here and act like that was a fumble. That guy was down for 5 minutes before that ball came out. You can't even argue it.
Well, but you know what? You know what it could be too, Scott. Too. I mean, you know, I always say this all the time. So you know, coaches don't do this enough. I'm not saying it's a great call to challenge it, but take a time out, disrupt the timing, disrupt the tempo of Alabama. They're starting to get back into a rhythm. Slow it down a little bit. You know, maybe that's why he decided to challenge an obvious play like that. But, I mean, you have to do something to break up the rhythm of the Alabama offense right now. You know, if you can't get pressure, it's almost like taking a timeout when a team's on a 20-0 run in basketball.
All right. Hey, Joe, I got to run. Great stuff. Enjoy the rest of the game. Good luck with those dangerous bets you got rolling. I hope you cash some tickets tonight. Thanks for coming on the bench.
You got it, brother. Anytime. Love the show.
All right, Joe Lisi from College Football Today on Sports Grid with us during the Natty, and Alabama up 38-24 on Ohio State. All right, Pharrell back on the bench. Just for anybody that just look, you can listen to it on Sirius right now on 204. You can listen to it on the mightier1090.com if you don't get it on the YouTube, right? So that's where it is. I have no idea about the technical end of everything that's going on tonight. I know they're working on it. So on that end, the YouTube end, problem. So go to the other sources I'm telling you about that are working fine on the radio right now. On satellite, on Sirius 204, and on mightier1090.com out in San Diego, you can hear the show. I just see the White Sox and Liam Hendricks, the closer, agree to a three-year deal guaranteeing him $54 million. That's coming over tonight. There you go. It looks like Devonta Smith, he went to the locker room with a bunch of towels over his hand. He was in the injury tent forever. At the start of the second half, he got hit, and that was the end of him. And hand injury. And it doesn't look good about him coming back. The guy was having an unbelievable game up till that point. At halftime, he had 12 catches, 215 yards, 3 touchdowns, was absolutely going off in this football game. And then he had to leave the game all banged up, which I think is, terrible, because the guy was putting on a show like no other. He was just literally, he had a 17.9-yard average, 3 touchdowns, as long as the 44-yard TD. And Harris has caught a TD. Bolden has caught a TD. They just did that. So 45-24, Alabama, with under 3 minutes to go in the third, up on Ohio State, big. Bama and their quarterback, Mac Jones, got banged up his shin. So roll tide.
Build digital-first customer relationships with Salesforce Digital 360. Connect every marketing, commerce, and digital experience on a single platform. Innovate fast with easy-to-launch sites, campaigns, and apps. That's more relationships, more revenue, more return, and more success. Salesforce Digital 360. Hear from our customers at sfdc.co/digital360.
Moro Casino. America's social casino.
Welcome to Moto Casino, where the excitement never ends. With thousands of the hottest free-to-play social casino games, fastest payouts, and the best promotions in the industry. No tricks or gimmicks. Owned and operated in the USA.
Moto Casino is a free-to-play social casino. No purchase necessary. 21 plus to play. Void where prohibited.
Sign up today for a generous welcome bonus.
Moto Casino. America's social casino.
Download the Moto Casino app today.
Mom, I'd like to propose a dinner optimization plan for 2026.
Soccer practice every week.
Get back late and you're stressed out about making something fast but actually nutritious for dinner.
When Ashley's mom picked me up, I noticed that she made Blue Apron. It came in like a little kit. By the time it was ready, I still had shin guards on. And it was real food, fresh veggies, protein, actual flavor. Take her from the younger generation or innovators giving a couple Blue Apron meals around. Not the worst idea.
Get $50 off your first two orders plus free shipping with code STIR50. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.